Admitting when you're wrong is not always an easy thing to do. Now, in some cases, it's not that hard at all. You know, for example, when you call a wrong number, you usually don't start making excuses. I just say, "I'm sorry, I got the wrong number." And admitting that you're wrong is also not so bad when something good comes out of it. You know, I always introduce myself first thing when I call someone. "Hi, this is Father Wesley Chavy, calling from the cathedral." And I'm amazed at the number of times as a priest that I've called the wrong number and ended up scheduling an appointment before the conversation was over. Now, if that isn't divine providence, I don't know what is. But admitting when you're wrong is not always as easy as, "Sorry, I got the wrong number." In fact, owning up to our failures can be one of the hardest things that we do. Our readings today are all about confronting someone with their fault. Now, that can be difficult. I go to someone and he doesn't want to talk about it. I go to someone and he doesn't want to admit it. I go to someone and he doesn't want to change. But part of the problem is that we have all been that someone before. And acknowledging that we're wrong is one of the hardest things to do. The first difficulty is that sometimes I don't think that I've done anything wrong. Now, on a big level, this is the result of relativism in our day. If I don't think there's such thing as right and wrong, then how can I possibly think that I'm wrong? You think that abortion's bad. You think that contraception's bad. You think that stealing's bad. But that doesn't make it wrong for me. It's hard to admit that I'm wrong when I think that everyone is entitled to their opinion. But what is much more common is on the personal level. In the home, at work, at school. "Well, I'm not going to apologize. You're the one who started this." You ever heard that before? Have you ever said that before? And sometimes we mistakenly think that when someone deserves an action, then we're off the hook. "Well, that's what he gets for cutting in front of me." "Well, that's what she should expect when she cheats on me." I can't acknowledge doing something wrong when I've already convinced myself that what I did was justified. But owning up to our failures is possible, even if it's not easy. And many times we're not talking about sin at all. We're just talking about a decision that didn't work. You did your best. You thought you were doing the right thing, and you still got it wrong. I had an example just 2 days ago. So on Friday afternoons, I try to visit people who are not able to visit us. In the nursing home, in jail, at the hospital, things like that. In fact, I'm so grateful to many of you who do the very same thing. Taking communion, bringing Bibles to prison, leading prayer services, whatever it is. As we get closer to our stewardship renewal in November, perhaps you can consider how God is calling you to continue doing that. Or maybe start doing that. So recently, one of my goals has been to visit some of our elderly. So I got a printout of everyone over the age of 90 in our parish, which is quite a remarkable list. But Friday, I went to one of the houses, and this young lady answers the door with kids hanging around her legs, and I said, "Well, I'm looking for so-and-so." And she said, "Well, that's me." Now, the quick-thinking Father Wesley would have said, "Well, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?" But instead, I looked at her, and I said, "Well, you're not 90. Needless to say, I had to explain my error, which went fine, by the way. But for many of our mistakes, owning up to it is hard, even if we're not talking about sin. You know, I'm the reason that there's a scratch on the side of the car. Or I told my son that he could go to that party, and it was a bad idea. Or I fired that person at work, and then I realized that it wasn't a good decision. You know, this isn't about sin. It's about humility. Am I willing to swallow my pride and admit that I made a mistake? This is where the Blessed Virgin Mary is such a good model. Granted, she didn't make any bad decisions, but she also didn't feel the need to impress anyone or to look good in others' eyes or to save face. The antidote to pride is humility. But sometimes the wrong that we need to own up to is a sin. And unfortunately, often it takes someone pointing it out to us, like in the gospel, in order to force us to be honest. "Okay, you're right. I did plagiarize my paper. No, you're right. I didn't pay for that, after all." Whatever it is, the danger with this is that the only reason I'm admitting it is because someone is confronting me. Do you see where the sacrament of confession becomes so helpful? I'm owning up to my sins, not because I got caught, but because I know they're wrong and I want to change. Well, if only every mistake could be as inconsequential as a wrong number. Sorry. But no matter what it is that we've done, we can only become better if we admit that we need to become better. And by humbly admitting our faults, we've already taken the first step.